This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Veterans' health issues, from physical ailments to post-traumatic stress disorder, are getting much more attention than they used to. Here in the Milwaukee area, most of the care veterans of all ages receive happens through the Veterans Administration and the Clement Zablocki VA Medical Center. But the VA doesn't always go it alone.
This Friday, experts from the VA will team up with the Military and Veterans Resource Center and the LGBT Resource Center at UW-Milwaukee to present their fifth annual Mental Health Summit. It's open to all veterans and the community at large. But this year, the day-long event focuses particularly on issues faced by LGBTQ plus veterans. Joining me in the studio is Raymond Kahns-Kruzminski, social worker with the VA, Kimberly Stewart, who's the executive director of the area nonprofit Veterans for Diversity, and Dan Flave Novak, LGBT mental health postdoctoral fellow at the Zablocki VA Medical Center. Well, welcome to Lake Effect. It is a pleasure to have all of you here this morning. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks.
Thank you. No problem. This is quite an interesting summit, and it's quite important that it's happening. It's a really interesting collaboration between the VA and UWM. So let us start with kind of the backstory. How did this come to be? Why was it determined that this was an important mental health summit to have in the community?
Dr. Mike McBride, who is a psychiatrist at the VA, came to me about a year ago and said, you know, we've been doing the mental health summits for the past 5 years, and we really wanted a different topic this year. We've done issues on women's mental health. We've done college students' mental health. And so this year we wanted to focus on the LGBT community. Really, one of the reasons he came to talk with me was because it was we knew that this was going to be the one-year anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting. And this issue has really been in the, you know, public's, you know, perception recently. And so he thought that this would be a good time for the VA to really take a stand and let everyone know that the VA is an open and affirming place for all veterans.
And so, Kim, how did you get brought in? Did Dan reach out to you and say, you know, we should do something together?
Actually, one of the other committee members, Rachel Johnson, who also works at the VA, I've worked with her on other projects. She mentioned it was coming, and I was waiting for it to come to fruition. So I was excited until she finally said it is happening. And I really would encourage you to join the board for the committee for the health summit. As a self-identified lesbian and veteran, it was important to have some perspective. So she welcomed me to come aboard, and I've been here ever since.
Why is it so important to reach out to this particular population of veterans? And in what ways has the VA already done that? And in what ways can they improve?
I'm on the LGBT EEO committee. So it's for employees of the VA Medical Center who are looking for LGBT support. It's one of the minority EEO committees on board. And Dr. Mike McBride, who's one of the coordinators for this event, is also on the LGBT EEO committee at the VA, and that's how I got invited to participate. Anyhow, the importance at this time is that the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy just fell not that long ago. And so there are veterans who are seeking care at the VA Medical Center who are still confused about their ability to be open and identify who they are, and who are suffering from illnesses and other conditions that they may feel that they can't disclose still because they have many, many years of internalized homophobia and institutionalized homophobia. So now the practitioners at the VA, the patients at the VA really need to be aware of where people are at with their ability to be open about who they are and how to meet patients where they're at with how they treat them. And, you know, not everybody is very comfortable running around Pride Fest and parading around there. So there are different levels of being out. And people need to have the ability to disclose who they are when they want to on their terms, as opposed to being outed or gossiped about or those things. So the approach to care needs to be holistic. I mean, that was a very popular term in the early 1970s, and it's got a resurgence again, this holistic care. And holistic care is about mind, body, and spirit. And that's the essence of what this summit is about, to include VA services, community services, and to learn where we need to grow as well at the VA Medical Center.
Now, is this a national project or is this something that this VA is doing?
It's this VA. This is our summit. This is Milwaukee VA Mental Health Summit in conjunction with the University of Wisconsin.
So it
I'm
seems,
correct, right, Dan?
Yes.
Yeah. So it seems like this VA is ahead of the curve.
Oh, absolutely. We're one of nine VAs across the country that have a dedicated LGBT mental health postdoctoral fellow that the job is specifically to cater to the needs, the mental health needs, the holistic health needs of LGBTQ veterans here in the Milwaukee area. I know Chicago has it, Boston has it, some other very large cities have it, but Milwaukee is also ahead of the curve. Focusing on those issues.
That's a huge ratio. I mean, if you look at all the VA medical centers in the country,
it's
huge. We're in a great position here in Milwaukee and proud of it.
Now, the connection with UWM and with Kim and the program there, is this the thing that kind of was the catalyst that said we can be partners?
UWM has actually been involved with a lot of outreach with the VA and other community nonprofits and veteran nonprofits. The VA realizes that veterans don't come home to the VA. They come home to their families, to the communities. So if we can heal the individual, we can heal those families and the communities. And we need to get these individuals to the VA, whether it's you're a student at UWM and you're a veteran, or you come to Veterans for Diversity. Whatever we do, our job is to advocate, educate, and get you to the VA so you can get the benefits that you deserve and the physical and mental health services that you need that the VA can provide. And being unique to LGBTQ, I do feel embraced when I go to the VA. Seeing the changes over 22 years, this isn't actually something that was embedded in care throughout. I was fortunate to have very LGBTQ-friendly providers most of the time since I've been going to the VA. But to see this explosion, and as Dan mentioned, right now we're getting all this national attention and press about it, and the stigma and oppression isn't going to go away just because the policies and the discriminatory legislation changes. It's still there. And we need to change military culture. We also need to change the culture that the VA is doing. So, you know, I commend them for doing that and reaching out to community partners like UWM and Veterans for Diversity and coming together and to heal our veterans together.
Doesn't UWM have the largest population of veteran students?
You are correct.
Yeah, in the state.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this is a perfect place for this collaboration to happen. When did Don't Ask, Don't Tell drop? When did that fall away?
2011.
Yeah. Okay, so in the 6 years since, for the two of you who work at the VA, how many LGBTQ plus veterans have started to appear?
They're still scared. they are still scared to come out. And Dan plays a huge role in help educating employees and letting patients know that it's comfortable for them to come out. Also, we struggle with helping straight veterans with their kids who are coming out, or, you know, dealing with those issues and how they're coping with it. And there's huge roadblocks to acceptance.
Is it feeling safer, do you think, for folks? Are they finding themselves saying, yes, this is a pretty safe place for me?
There are some people who think that it's a non-issue. You know, that it really isn't an issue, and sort of kind of get buried in the denial of it all. Whereas other people who do come out and are able to share that certainly know that they're comfortable with it, and you can see people. You know, it's like any LGBT person. You have to test who you're talking to see if you're safe to talk about who you are and be honest with it. So it's like you're always checking out whether this is a safe place or somebody's going to beat me or kill me, you know, those kinds of things.
But I think that at the same time, a lot of the outreach that we've been doing, you know, we do a lot of, you know, electronic bulletin boards around the hospital. We do a lot of outreach events. We have a lot of materials, literature that we distribute throughout the hospital. I think the word is getting out to LGBT veterans that this is a safe and affirming environment. We are seeing more individuals who are coming in for couples therapy, who are coming in for group therapy that we provide, for individual psychotherapy. We have veterans who come in for some of the outreach events that we do around the hospital. So I do think that slowly veterans are starting to recognize that this is a great place to get care.
Since you're a postdoctoral fellow with this, mm-hmm. I mean, all veterans have things that they have in common, mm-hmm. particularly if they've been in war.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody has certain kinds of things that they're dealing with. What do you find that the LGBTQ plus veterans you're dealing with, do they have those things as mm-hmm. well as being afraid of being who they are?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that, you know, LGBT veterans are dealing with the exact same issues that all veterans are dealing with. I have veterans who are struggling with PTSD, veterans who have depression, anxiety, severe mental illness, you know, body image issues, substance abuse. It runs the gamut. So really, in terms of what I see, it's no different than the rest of the population. Unfortunately, what we see a lot of times is that LGBT individuals have higher rates of mental health issues than the general public. And the reason for that is, you know, there is so much internalized homophobia. There's a lot of discrimination they experience in society. There's a lot of minority stress that they have to deal with. Because of those issues, you know, they're a lot of times really struggling. And being a LGBT veteran, you know, adding that layer of being a veteran, that makes it even harder. It's more of a struggle. And so we definitely do see high rates of mental illness and mental struggles in that community. But in terms of what they're facing, not that much different than other vets.
So let's talk about the summit. Obviously, you're trying to get LGBTQ plus veterans to come to this.
And clinicians and people who are interested in the topic. So everyone is welcome.
And families.
Yes.
Okay. And so is the hope that not only will those people feel welcome, but is like the straight community welcome to learn about
absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, okay. Absolutely. And in fact, essentially, we need to learn more about outreach. We need to learn. We need, and the VA Medical Center needs to learn, and we're looking to this opportunity to learn how we can outreach with the community, with other persons who are interested in providing care. It's not just mental health. It's, you know, primary care is important. LGBTQ people need, you know, to get a flu shot and get a chest x-ray and, you know, maybe get an STI test or something along those lines. You know, so it's about healthcare in general, holistic care, you know, body, mind, and spirit. So, yes, everyone's welcome, please. It's a free event.
When I promote it, I say this is a mental health summit we have every year. It's for all veterans. This year, we have a focus on LGBTQ plus holistic health care. So I invite all veterans to come down because a lot of times, you know, from the therapy dogs to the more specialized sessions on, you know, care that is unique to the LGBT population, there is stuff available for everyone. And, like, every veteran is going to need this. The difference I want to bring up is, to me, LGBTQ plus veterans are combat veterans because it's an emotional combat. Uh-huh. And the invisible war isn't over. And like we're going to find it's generational. We're going to find trickling in. And now that we have our, you know, brothers and sisters that can serve openly, when they come out, I think they're going to change the environment and they're going to bring that awareness and they're going to come flooding to the VA.
So if someone wants to come to this, where do they go to sign up?
Eventbrite. And you can register on site.
And we should say it's at UWM, right?
Yes. In the student union.
In the student union. So in the big ballroom upstairs.
Yes. Right.
We have Jeff Shane coming from San Diego. And he did the Don't Ask, Don't Tell photography series where he photographed 80 active duty reserve and guard members. And he's interviewing those who have served during a Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So from 1994 to 2011, if you want to interview or have the opportunity to interview with Jeff and want to share your story and be asked, just contact UWM Military and Veterans Resource Center, and we'll get you in contact with Jeff so you can participate if you'd like.
I do want to thank all three of you for coming in so early this morning to tell us about this. All of the relevant information will be on our website, WUWM.com. But I can't thank you guys enough for both doing the work and for coming and telling us about it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Dan Flav Novak is LGBT mental health postdoctoral fellow, and Raymond Koz-Krasminski is a social worker at the Clement Zablocki VA Medical Center in Milwaukee, and Kimberly Stewart is a graduate student at UW-Milwaukee and executive director of the area nonprofit Veterans for Diversity.
The Zablocki VA Medical Center's fifth annual Mental Health Summit takes place at the UWM Union all day on Friday. It's free and open to the public, and you can find more information at WUWM.com.